Hello and welcome to I Wish I Knew That About Songwriting, the show that brings you tips, tricks and techniques that we wish we knew as young songwriters. We're going to focus on interviews, resources and subjects that you will find useful and you can use them today. Thank you so much for listening and welcome to the show.
Happy in a pair of jeans, Oklahoma, it made a man out of me.
Today's insight is not supposed to be clickbait. It's not supposed to be anything more than just telling the truth, at least my experience of being someone, as I like to call it, born sensitive, which you might see why I've said that in January. But the dark side of songwriting is simply that it is a superpower. I don't know if there's anything on this planet that doesn't operate in a sense of balance or equilibrium. So the way that I see it is, I was born, and I am still to this day, I have to remind myself, very sensitive person. What that means is that sensation, the base of that word is feeling, right? I was born and I felt everything. I felt all of the things I was allergic to, or all the things that scared me. And I still to this day have a lot of fear in even very simple things. You know, some things I do might seem difficult for others, like my brother, who's a doctor. He could never stand on a stage and talk to anyone. That's something I relish doing. And the idea of this insight is supposed to be just an awareness, because we're coming we've had almost the start of winter. I've had some incredibly cold times. I've been traveling around the UK recently with some amazing people, but being very ill at the same time and having met old friends, new friends, what will be, I think, new family members in some ways. You go around in the dark and you're dragging yourself to the next train station, to the next thing, and you go, well, why am I doing this? What's the point? I started to have a lot of negativity come in. And I think as songwriters, we do live in a world that we feel. We feel around us. I think for me, it's an assault, even just when we're driving in the car, to hear something come off the radio and try and grab my attention, especially in the current market that we're in. Everything is designed for that. And I don't know if it always merits our attention because it is just so overt and so direct. So that kind of hits me pretty hard. And also the fact that being a songwriter, my main income is not from the songs that I write for other people or with other people. That's the joy, the pleasure. That is hopefully the investment in that, that it will one day become a part of my income, become a part of my revenue. But that's quite a painful thing, is that, well, the thing I love doing, the thing that I feel like I'm best at, isn't always the direct source of my income. And that's why we started this show, is because we think, well, how do we take back some element of control? How do we learn to practically enjoy songwriting? And the reason I call this the dark side of it is that when we feel these changes of seasons, these songs on the radio, or when someone speaks to us, it feels like it goes straight in. I don't know if I have a defense against things. I feel very quickly, very imminently, a lot of feelings, even, you know, maybe I'm projecting onto other people, but when I'm walking around, I'll kind of get a taste of what someone might be feeling, or I'll see in someone the feeling that maybe I would feel in that situation. It's kind of hard, just walking around what you could call being empathetic or being an empath. That's nice, but if you can't control it, it's quite a dark place to be sometimes, because you just don't really get a chance to have a break from the fact you feel that person's emotion, or when someone says something to you, it cuts you straight down the middle. But I want to flip that around. I want to challenge the idea that it's a bad thing to always be sensitive, to always be feeling. And I would obviously have an interest in doing that, because that's how I tell myself I feel better, that kind of reassurance, especially from when I was very young, feeling everything, especially, you know, through those years, you discover music, you discover friends, school, through teenage years, through the worst times in my life, meaning the most difficult, the most lost, the most change, the most failure that slaps you in the face, you know, ending of relationships or jobs or these things that slap you. But what I want to do by the end of this short insight is have you understand that this is a superpower, because a lot of us are stuck in what we like to call, or has been called, quiet lives of discontent. I don't know exactly which philosopher, doesn't matter, but it says most men live quiet lives of discontent. And if I've misquoted that, I don't care, because the idea is that a lot of us, including myself, we can go, as I said, when I'm in the UK, drag myself from here to here, or when I'm in France, I kind of go upstairs, downstairs, or even though I'm working with incredible people, I love the people I work with, and this is also me trying to remind myself of that when it is dark, when it is hard, when the industry is shut down as it does normally in December because of Christmas songs, and then January because people take that time to wind back up again. So as a songwriter, this is the kind of darkest, strangest time of year. This is the time when people take time away to assess what they've done, or to holiday, to take a break, because it's kind of 24/7 being in a creative industry. So what I'd like to impart is just that acknowledgement of the fact that I'll speak as myself, because it's all I can do. I'm very sensitive, very emotional, very much someone who's got his heart out on the line with everything I do, including how people respond to this show. And when I work with someone, if it's in Bath, I'm going to start writing more in London, or having been in a band, you just think everything you do is such a heart out moment. And even when I'm having a conversation with someone in a bakery or something, like, it's such a heart out moment for me that I can forget the fact that that is such a gift. And it's such a gift for so many reasons. Not only that I'm alive and I'm breathing and I'm able to feel things, whether they're good or bad, but you build on top of that and go, I can pick a song out of a wall in front of me, because I spent so long feeling at my core people's joys, people's triumphs, people's successes, and very acutely feeling my own failures, my own defeats, my own perceived failures. But that means that I can look at a wall and pick a song out of it, because I can pick a story that I've really remembered, that I've really felt. Because I'm such a sensitive person, I tend to take in a lot of information. It's how our brains work. You put stress into someone and we tend to remember it. That's how it works, for better or for worse. So that's what I'm trying to understand about myself, is for better or for worse, I'm going to be feeling everything. I'm going to be heart out moments more or less all the time. And I cannot just sit inside. Kind of documented a little bit about it. Not that it's that relevant to anyone, but my experiences with the panic attacks and kind of burnouts and not wanting to be sat inside, that was what drove me. It's like, I don't care that I'm want to vomit or do all these other things. There is a limit, and I'm a bit stupid, I'll push those limits, but I don't care that I feel. What I really care about is that I keep doing. And if we build upon those things that I'm trying to impart, it's that, yes, I'm alive, I'm still breathing, and I'm still doing what I love. Even though it's difficult and I'm trying to juggle things like, you know, okay, I need to put more time into this because that's actually money now, or this is what I really enjoy, but is it viable, or having things been let go for me, or I'm having to let go of things deliberately. But I'm building upon that I'm still here making these choices. And like I said, because I'm sensitive, I have so many stories in me, probably at a point where I need to start writing again, because I've not in a long time, especially for myself. And that does make you feel like a bit of a fraud. It's like, well, my job is to help other people write and push other people to write practically through mediums like this, but I'm not writing myself. So I've got all these songs in me that I've seen in other people, that stage of you need to write to get it out. That's that interesting thing of like, well, forget what happens after we've written the songs. That's what I'm trying to get people to focus on, is like the writing of the songs is the goal. Then it's up to you. I can't control what anyone does with the music they release. At that point, I can't help anyone. But what I do know, how we get people to write songs they really care about, again, that sensitive thing. I really believe that being sensitive is the key to having great songs. So if you are struggling, if you are hurting, you've probably got a lot of stories inside you, or poems inside you, if you're not a writer. I believe everyone can be a writer. Of course, I would believe that. That would be in my interest. But it's just true. I don't think people are born with or without it. It's same as everyone can be a footballer. But as you can see, to be a professional one is so, so different, and so many other things have to come into place. But as a songwriter, as a person who's very sensitive, I do believe I've got incredible songs in me. Not because I'm arrogant, because I've met incredible people. I've got incredible angles to come at, because I remember and feel everything. And like, even those difficult moments, if you can go back and unpick them, which is what I work on with people, mainly myself, to remind myself, okay, you can go into that thing that sucked because you felt it so strongly and turn it into a great song. So we're going to be reminding people on the show, you know, how we go through from inspiration meter, free writing templates, all the way up to, you know, released, ready to go song, or sorry, a song that's ready to be released. There are loads of steps, there's loads of theory, and when you overlay that on something that's really, truly honest, that's when we get incredible songs that actually give you fans, that actually hit people one by one. those are the interesting things, is how do you get this alchemy of pain and sensitivity, stories and honesty, and dragging up things you probably would rather not. That's the point, is dragging up things I would rather not drag up. I'd rather leave, I'd rather ignore. But no, pulling those up is not only good for us as humans, to ourselves, me to me, how do I write a song for me? But you take that essence of an incredible song. By the way, my definition of a great song is an honest one, because otherwise we start to go, oh, well, not quite this, or streams, or fuck all that shit. It's like, is it good for you? Did you really get something from writing it? Those are people I want to work with. Those are people I want to meet, I want to see and encourage in the world, is that you pull out something that was super hard and you've managed to write about it. Then we get this beautiful thing of, okay, now we can talk about all this nerdy shit that Callum and I love, or Emily loves, or that I found people that I work with. Even if they don't love it, they love the thing it can do for the things that are honest for them. Meaning how you take theory, put it on top of something you really fucking care about, then you show it to people. Because you get this beautiful mixture of, they know the sincerity, even if you're not an amazing singer, if you sing it with honesty and sincerity, people get that. And then you go, oh wow, but you've also taken the time to have an incredible structure of melody, or you've really thought about those ad-libs or that bridge, or all these wonderful things like, you know, Ralph Murphy's, your Molly Ann Lakins can teach us. It's out there. But what you can't necessarily always learn, well, of course you can learn it, it's like, well, am I honest enough with myself to pull out a story safely, properly, that I really fucking care about? So that's my insight going into the end of this year and to start of next year, when this is a quiet period. I've found that I'm someone to push, to search, to ask. And that can be annoying for some people, but that's okay. I know how to pull back. But I felt, you know, coming into the time where I had a bit of a breakdown into a breakthrough, that's always the goal. It's like a difficult song into, or a difficult story and experience when you're ready to, turning into a great song, or a difficult song to get out, and then it becomes a great one. That's what I've seen. When people really dig and search, there's this weight to the hard work, and there's this weight to not wanting to have gone to that place. But you see the relief in people. It's kind of like, oh wow, I got all the way to the back of my attic, so to speak, or my garage, or the cave, and all the way to the back, and I pulled something into the light. And damn, it feels good to know there's not something behind me. There might be other boxes or other things in your attic, but I really think that thing, when people like not only nail something that was difficult, but how it's relevant to them now, those are things like Arje Künstler. Check out Arje Künstler. Amazing. Jenny Plotzka, Emily Tallman. People that when they land on a song that they really care about, it's this thing. You could feel it even over Zoom. You go, wow, okay, that person just had a moment for themselves. Then, of course, that's up to them. They want to release it, how they want to release it. There's a whole world out there, but that's not my interest. My interest is, how do you take something difficult, turn it into an awesome song that you love? And you can't see it, but you know, my right hand is kind of that honesty. When I'm gesturing my right hand, you can do it now if you want, but like that honesty, that heart, that difficulty, that mining for gold, that therapeutic work. And the left-hand side is quite light. It's funny. It's like, okay, well, lyrics, deep diving, melody, contrasting. These really basic things to say, but quite specific application to something honest. So that kind of left technical side to that right emotional side. Just thinking like that. And to come back to the idea of this insight is, it's really important that you feel things. It's really important that you write about things that fucking hurt, or it's really important to yourself, regardless of whether you release them, to safely, that is a disclaimer, because there's ways you can pull out too many things at once. That's really bad for us. But there's a way to safely pull out something specific in the form of songs. That's why everyone that I love and respect that write songs, that is why they do it. Yes, some of them have taken it to that stage of like, it's a career, or like what I'm doing is like, I help other people. I also try and write. I try and cover as many bases in songwriting, in my understanding of it. But the basic thing is that from what I know, we did it because we had to. That kind of must idea in philosophy, you could probably find it, but like, I must write, I must sculpt, I must play football, I must pursue mathematics, I must do accounting, I must do law, because those are the things that are in you. So if you're a sensitive softy like myself, I would encourage you to lean on that. I think I've been guilty of kind of turning away from it. If something hurts, I'll like look the other way or won't write about it. And I guess I need to be accountable for the fact that those are the things I want to write about. Those are the best songs. I remember when I worked with Ed Graves the first time. Check out Ed Graves or Rainbowwood Studios. You can see it. But we were in strange places, really funny places that make our friendship quite rich now, because we're like, oh, wow, we met when this was happening or when this was happening. And some of those things are carried forward, and that's the beauty of it. But what we did was take a bit of what was wrong with him in our songwriting sessions, a bit of what was wrong with me. We both kind of offer that to the table. And then what came out was the start of something really cool, which might take a long time to come into fruition, or some things came straight away, or the people I've met or had access to that I've shared through this show. That's the beauty of it, right? Like, those came from me going, oh, this thing sucks. I'm dealing with it currently in my life. But hey, why don't you have a listen to it, and we'll turn it into what you were saying, and then we make this thing. That's been the whole generation. Sorry, not generation. Germination, development of this show. It's been doing that. It's like, hi, I write songs. I run a podcast. I love to talk about songs like a fucking nerd, but I can also write, and I'd like to write with you. And then you do that, and the beautiful birth comes from that. And just being a nerd who sits behind this mic and talks about things that are really difficult and painful, or quite fun and technical, that you apply to things that are difficult and painful to turn into great songs, is why I think it's really important to lean into being sensitive, to lean into being that kind of fully balanced, strange human being that I am. And I hope that doesn't change. I know I will change, and things will change around me, and it's just my perception of that, which is painful or not painful. But yeah, simply, I think going into the end of this year, if you are a sensitive person, if you are someone who does feel everything, and if you don't, that's fine too, but try and zoom in on the things that you do feel, because then you'll get that real goal of songwriting, is to have that bloom where you go, fuck, I did it. Regardless of what the result is, streams or whatever you attach to it, we can talk about that another day, how you think about things, but you've gone in and you've found something that was maybe quite small but painful, and you've magnified it and you've put it through a structure, and you're going, yeah, cool, now that is something I'm proud of. And I see people like Scott Rustin. So I talked to him privately, so I know who he actually is. But Scott Rustin or Dylan Martinson or Stu, people that have sent in songs, you're like, they're not playing to stadiums, but they write songs like they are. He's got like, that's amazing. That's because they believe in the sensitivity of what they've pulled out, or they've taken the time to really hone a voice or a guitar, or, you know, that's being sensitive. How is it not? And having that ability to feel things, whether it's a big way or a little way, don't wish you didn't feel the way you did. You do. Forgive me. Meaning, if you are a sensitive person or if you're not a sensitive person, don't wish for the other one. Just sit where you are and realize where you might sit. Get to know how we all feel, because we're all capable of that, withstanding some extremes. So simply, if you're born sensitive, that's good. If you're currently feeling down, I won't say that is good because I don't know the context, but you know you can feel. Start there. You know you are feeling something. Even if you've hit the bottom, that's the bottom. It gets better. It always gets better. And if you get dough down a bit, it's like, okay, cool. Let me just slow down. Let me work on that. Let me see a therapist. Let me speak to someone that I care about. It's the same function. So if someone's a great listener, an active listener, that's the same function as a good therapist. So that's into different realms. Very simply, as songwriters, coming to the end of this year, it's dark. People are like taking time off. As I said, the industry's off, it's down. This is a great time. I think I'm going to do it. I want to do it. Just to go, oh, right, okay. I'm kind of out of good stuff. I'm kind of out of that spark, that jump. And I know I'm going to have to unpack mine again pretty quickly and get back into that spark, back into that jump. And speaking to you guys like this, or speaking to you individually, or the people I get to interview or speak to or work with, that's what gets me going. So I realized that's my thing, is that, yes, I can sit in a room and write sad songs, but what I really love is going and writing songs with people, even if they're sad, face to face, or getting time to work with people on their music and seeing them bloom over a period of time. That's always been the gift. I hope you have a good end to December, because that's what we hope for, being around family. And switch off, meaning switch off phones if you can, switch off work if you can, but then make sure that you've done enough work so that when you pack it down, you unpack it again and it feels good. You know, you've packed it away carefully, meaning what I'll probably do practically is make sure everything's recorded, everything's sorted, everyone's happy, everyone knows where I'm going to be on and offline. And you can do that. And I've done it wrong before. You can do that in a nice way. and then you have an open update for yourself. So you might have 4 days of nothing. You might have one, depends how hard you want to work, or you might have 2 weeks. Just know what you need to recharge to get up to that point where people feel like you're back again. So being sensitive is almost a requisite to being a great writer. Otherwise, you're faking it. To pulling from real experiences, being honest about how many songs you can write or not write. But when you do sit down to write, there's a lot of things to bear in mind, but the goal is to be letting go, in those hard things, to be letting go of the fact that this is all happening around you, and just being in that moment of like, I'm going to write and I'm going to sing, I'm going to wail into a wall, and I don't care if it's recording and I don't care if anyone hears it, but I do care that I get this out, and I do care that this means something to me. And we can see from the nerdy work we started to do in this show, those are the songs that hit. When we're bombarded with stuff that we know has been done for a reason or a project, or because it had to be, or because this was put together with that, they can be amazing songs. Of course they can, but they don't have that same gravity to those generational songwriters that we talk about on this show. Or you'll have your own examples where mine is probably Dallas Green, City in Colour, whether it's Alexis on Fire, his band, or City in Colour, his solo project. Dallas Green, to me, when he writes a song, he really fucking means it. And I'm sure he's good enough to be able to create that, but I don't think he does. That's why, to me, Isaac Slade, and Joe King, so the singer and guitarist of The Fray, and they've written other songs. But when I hear them sing, I go, whoa, I just feel like he means it. Even if maybe he doesn't, but he seems to me that he does. So that's what I'm encouraging. Those people are super sensitive. You're John Mayers, you're Sam Hunt's even. You know, Sam Hunt's like bro country in a way, but he must feel it. You don't write songs like he did before he was big unless you really feel that, you really get that, you're really sensitive to the world. So you can be a sociopath like me and pretend you have feelings and actually have them, but use them for evil. That's obviously what I do day to day. But yeah, simply pack up and be ready to unpack again in the new year, because you're going to want to do this stuff again if you feel it. But being sensitive, it is the goal. It's not a bad thing. And if you're born that way, there's got to be a good reason for that, and try and find that and believe that it's what you want to do and work really hard at it. That's the difficulty. Sweet. Bye.
To find out more about us and to get in touch, please head over to I Wish I Knew That Pod on Instagram, and don't forget to join the conversation on our Facebook community. Please also remember to email your questions about songwriting to iwishinewthatpod@gmail.com, and we will answer these on our upcoming episodes. Also, if you know someone who would benefit from this, we would really love it if you could give it a share or subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And Jamie and I will talk to you on the next episode.